This show is only made possible because of donations. And you can donate as little as you want, but one thing people don't talk about, you can donate as much as you want to.
Hey.
As much as you want, go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Ensure that this show continues by giving us as much as you want.
You
want
to do a million? You can do it! You can do it! We won't stop you! Point at it every time I walk by. I'm like, Die Hard 2! And they're like, shut up. Die harder, everybody.
Yeah.
Die harder. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Jeff, do you consider yourself pretty strong individual? Do you have a good sense of self?
I like to think so, although it's been shaken in the last, 3 months.
Yeah. But I'm really learning what's in the core of me, and it's a lot of fear.
It is much more fear than I anticipated.
A lot of nightmare.
Uh-huh.
But one of the things that, is so amazing about human beings is that we do have a sense of self.
Right.
We do know who we are. We think of ourselves as a person. I have a mental image of me and the things I like and dislike. And,
sure.
Yeah, that's who we are.
Gets us into trouble often.
It gets us into trouble, but it makes humans human.
Right.
And
my dog don't have a sense of self.
Well, we have been talking a lot lately.
I don't have a dog.
You don't have a dog, so it definitely doesn't have a sense of self.
Ah,
my
gotcha.
Dog, I think my dog has a sense of self.
Your dog is not an ordinary dog.
No, my dog is a perfect prince.
Yeah, he's a poet.
Yeah.
And he's always constantly...
He's a raconteur.
He is. He's always writing about his sense of self.
But we've talked before, over the last couple of years, we've done a lot of research into animal intelligence and animal minds.
Sure.
And so we do think, particularly with my arch nemesis, the octopus, we believe that they have a sense of self.
They have 8 senses of self.
They have 8 individual senses of selves distributed.
That's what's so dangerous about
it. You can't have multiple brains, you motherfuckers. It's not fair. So we think animals might have a sense of self now, but why does anything have a sense of self? What good is it to have a sense of self? What good is it that I am Anthony Carboni?
Well, that's a question. That's a question I ask all the time.
That's a question that everybody who comes into contact with me asks. What good is it that you're Anthony Carboni? What does that do for anyone?
How am I benefiting from this?
Well, how do I? But no, what does it mean that I...
You're talking evolutionarily.
What is the benefit of me... what is the benefit of me never wanting to go bungee jumping and you wanting to go bungee jumping? What is the benefit of me liking a particular type of movie and you liking a different kind of movie?
Yeah, wouldn't we be better suited? Why would we ever
develop? Why am I a Democrat and somebody else is Republican?
Yeah, wouldn't we be better suited to just be one big hive mind?
Right.
Yeah.
It seems like when you look at the insect world, when you look at animals that do have like this kind of distributed hive mind, they do... I mean, they're certainly efficient.
Yeah.
There's things certainly work.
Right.
I wouldn't call an ant as creative as us, but I don't know. I don't know a lot of ants. That's not fair. That's a generalization.
Yeah.
It's not cool. Don't at me if you're an ant.
Man, I'm so sick of all those at ants.
At ants. They just pile on you on Twitter.
You get so many tweets at all once.
So many. And they're exactly the same.
Long trail of Twitter. At replies
you
that lead
suck.
Back.
Leave out sugar. You suck. Leave sugar out on counter.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're wrong. Where are crumbs?
If you follow the trail of all of those at replies, it leads to picnic basket.
So a lot of scientists have been wondering about this too.
Yeah.
Why do we have a sense of self? Why did it happen? What is it good for? Clearly we've accomplished lofty things with it, but we had a sense of self before we were accomplishing lofty things.
Yeah. It had to develop for some reason.
And there is there was a meeting last weekend of the Society for Personality and Social Psychology, which is a fucking society I want to hang with.
Personality.
That sounds like my kind of scientist.
It's like a bunch of dudes who are sharp dressers.
Do you know what it is?
Purple suits.
The problem with a group of people that are all like big personalities like that or into personalities like that is like, you want one of them at a party. You don't want 8 of them around a table.
Well,
everybody's all like dressed and preening and like interrupting each other. Yeah. It's like too much energy. Right. Like everybody's performing.
Right. It's all performer, no audience.
Yeah. That's why nobody goes to these meetings of this society. Sorry, scientists. no, I honestly would like to go and see what these guys do because I think the social sciences are probably our favorite sciences in psychology. We talk a lot about them on the show.
Fascinated by them, yeah. Sure.
Well, there's a guy named Roy Baumeister from Florida State University.
Baumeister!
Baumeister!
Yeah!
Oh, shit, what's up?
That guy's got all the personality.
Hello?
Baumeister's in the house! Baumeister, dude, do one of your classic Baumeister bits.
Well, I am here to present a paper that I've
He's
written.
Here to present a paper, everybody!
The Baumeister!
We love his bow papers!
This guy's crazy!
Go for it, dude, present the paper, present it!
Well, this is about sense of self.
It's about sense of self!
Oh, shit! You know who's got a sense of self? The fucking Baumeister!
The Baumeister!
So, Roy Baumeister is the author of the book Willpower, Rediscovering the Greatest Human Strength. This is the guy who a couple years ago challenged the notion that willpower is a finite resource.
Oh, right, yeah. You can always dip into your willpower when you're the Baumeister.
That's a poster that I saw on an office. It was just by the water cooler.
It's just Baumeister hanging
from a tree.
You can
always dip into your willpower, and it's just the Baumeister. And he didn't mean to be hanging from a tree. No. He's hanging upside down with like a stack of papers, and he's clearly trying to give a talk. And there are a bunch of people around him that are just like screaming and jumping like they're at some sort of sporting event. So he's the guy who wrote that book. He's also presented... He also wrote the book, What Good Are Men?
Oh, all right.
Which was actually a defense of sort of men, not as like a dominant gender, but like this guy is controversial. He's got some ideas. He's got some good ideas, he's got some bad ideas. When you've got that much personality, you just say things.
You're going to be controversial.
You just want that reaction.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, that's who the Baumeister is.
You can't fault the Baumeister.
He's got that personality. All he wants is to get a rise out of you.
Yeah.
Look at him. Look at him all over there. That's all he wants. This paper was written in conjunction.
Oh, my God. I kind of want to punch the Baumeister right now.
Conjunction. Who the fuck is you? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no, dude, you listen to him out because some of us just love him. Some of us hate him. But you know what? All of us have an opinion.
He was presenting his new ideas about sense of self. It's like, why all of a sudden, unlike all the other creatures on planet Earth, did we develop this complicated structure of self and tribal structure and specialization? The idea that he is putting forth is you are an individual only because it better serves the group that you are an individual. You, like... The fact that you have different interests and different strengths is good for a group because it means we all aren't specialized in the same thing. Hive minds work for ants because there are basically two kinds of ants. The queen.
Right.
And the ants that are fucking doing the shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've got, in bees, you've got the queen, you've got the drones.
Right.
In order to do more things and to be a better, tighter tribal structure, doing more things, somebody's got to like to hunt. Somebody's got to like to build. Huh. Somebody's got to be quiet and somebody's got to be loud because you've got to have a leader. You've got to have a follower. You have to have a hunter. You have to have a builder.
Okay, there's a time to reap and a time to sow.
For everything, there is a season.
So what this guy is saying is
if you
that,
don't say turn, 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 I'm going to freak the fuck out.
Yeah, I don't know if you wanted me to hit the nail on the head.
I can't deal with it. I can't deal with it being unfinished.
So what this guy is saying is that the group is better off because I know my place. Because I know, hey, I prefer to do this because I'm autonomous and make my own decisions. And there's enough differences between me and you that everybody chooses a different thing.
Yes. And it seems counterintuitive, but he goes on to say, like, because if that were true, why do I want to be away from people so much? Why do I want to just do my own thing so much?
Right.
You know what I mean? And so you think to yourself, well, it probably went too far, right? Like,
yeah.
Because I don't want to do anything with anyone ever. But we do. And he's talking about how I don't think the brain by itself needs a self or much of one. But to function in these large groups, you do, because a solitary animal wouldn't need much of a self at all. Wouldn't need a name. Wouldn't need ownership. Wouldn't need a concept of itself distinguished from others. Wouldn't need to be a member of a group or an organization. Hmm. Wouldn't need a WoW guild.
Wait, now you've gone too far.
You may think of yourself as somebody who doesn't like people, but at the same time, like, if you love going online and playing Overwatch or playing WoW or playing, then you do. You like social structure.
Hmm.
And a truly individual lone animal wouldn't care about that shit.
Okay, but doesn't that also feed into creating in-groups and out-groups?
Yes.
So we go, I like this, and you like this, and now we're a group, and we can all like this, but let's fuck up the other group that doesn't like this.
Yeah.
Let's destroy the people who are different than we. So doesn't that kind of undermine the whole... I mean, yes, in a sense, it's creating groups, but it's creating subgroups from the larger social structure, right?
Yeah, then there is... There are basically two thoughts going on in group dynamics right now. One of them is that we need these groups and our individual self evolved because it's better for a group. But the other one is a huge one in group dynamics right now, which is like, dude, groups are bad. Groups are bad because they bring out conformity. They bring out social loafing. They bring out mob mentality.
Social loafing. What? That's when you you got bread. And you give it to everybody?
It's all bread all the time, baby.
You just way overcarbed.
There's nothing I love more than some social loafing. Social loafing is basically the perversion of the idea many hands make light work. It's basically like social loafing is, hey, man, we're all getting together to build Jacobson's barn tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Are you coming out to help build the barn?
Obviously. I'm part of the group. Great. I hang out. Love awesome. Jacobson.
Cool. How about you, Fielding? Are you coming out to build the barn?
Yeah, I will be there.
How many people would you say are gonna go? All of us are going.
Yeah, I'll be there.
I mean, we're all going.
You're gonna be there, right, Clark?
Yeah, so all of you are going? Because it's like, it's just one barn.
Right, but everybody doing it means that we'll be done in time for lunch.
Okay. Counterpoint.
Uh-huh.
Once you get to like a certain number of people, like all around, like don't some people just get in the way? Isn't there like a number where like my being there, just like, I feel like, my hand was there. Or like, oh, I'm doing all the chopping and like we can't be doing chopping.
You'd be very helpful. In fact, you always show up for lunch, Clark.
Sure. I mean, I always show up for lunch because I, gotta eat. Guys gotta eat.
But and Jacobson's gotta have a roof over his head.
Sure.
And we're gonna help out.
But like, so let's say we're putting that roof up.
Uh-huh. We are tomorrow.
How many ladders do we have? And then like, how many people can be up on the ladder? How many people can be holding the ladder? And then what's everybody else just standing around? Like, wouldn't I be better served like doing something?
You're a real dick, Clark.
Yeah, that's cool. I know. I'll go and think about my behavior alone for the next like 48 hours. How long does it take to build a barn?
So social loafing is basically taking advantage of the group without participating in it?
Sure. Like, and it moves on to these ideas of we're all paying in to taxes. And then some people are just benefiting from that without paying in or doing
the
their
takers.
Share. The takers, sure. And then the other thought is, groups are good, right? They encourage cooperation, division of labor, the wisdom of crowds. There are certain things that there are certain ideas and quantum leaps in technology and in creativity that can't happen unless a group is working together.
Right.
But these two arguments are kind of the core of theory in group dynamic study right now.
Right. So the idea is that individualism creates specialization, and specialization is good for the group overall.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go too far down that road, specialization means that we create subgroups and turn on people that aren't in our subgroup.
Our strength is our weakness.
Yeah.
Down is up.
That's a bummer.
Black is white.
I can understand.
We have always been at war with Oceania.
I can understand the idea that, you know, as efficient as a hive mind would be, mm-hmm. it can only do one thing at a time, right? If you bend the will of the entire group to collecting food, all you're doing is collecting food.
Right.
If you have individuals within that group that go, hey, I'm going to collect food and you're going to go, you know, gardening and I'm going to go, you know, caring for the young and we're all going to split up and do our thing, then more can get accomplished at any one time.
Exactly. You can't put all your research points into agriculture.
Right.
You can't because right. then you get demolished.
Yeah. Then the war faction will come across your borders and destroy you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We've all played Civ. Yeah, so there it's good and bad things. So the best result is when you have a group that trusts each other. And this goes back to these theories that say that our brain is built to really know a group of about 200 people.
Right.
Once we get more than 200 people, things start getting too big, too unwieldy, and group dynamics start like going a little strange, right? Mm-hmm. Because there are things where having people that are weaker and stronger help. Arguments among small groups where people trust each other are good because they allow people to present different cases
right.
and come to a good decision. There have been studies that have been shown like a swim team, the weakest swimmer on a swim team actually swims better when he's put into the pool to practice with the strongest swimmers.
Right.
Because they all motivate each other, right? Whereas if you put that weak swimmer into competition immediately, he does worse.
Right.
Because he's not just trying to keep up, he's trying to win and he's psyching himself out and he knows he's not as good. You know what I mean? There's all that stuff.
If you extrapolate this theory then, is the fact that, you know, 200 is the kind of the upper limit of peak groupage,
mm-hmm.
is that because beyond that you are less specialized because there are more people that are more close to your skill set?
I think probably. I think there's a lot of that. I think what happens is when you get groups of thousands of people, it's easy for the people who are similar to point at each other,
right.
get into their own subgroup,
right.
and all think the same way.
Right.
It's also easy to turn the other people in the group into an abstract concept.
Mm-hmm.
200 people, I can think of their faces, I can think of their names, I know who they are.
Right.
Even if I don't know them well, I know them as people.
Right.
Above and beyond that, you get into this thing where it's like, well, I don't know what people in Montana are about.
Right.
I don't care.
Yeah. They're abstract.
They're
yeah.
abstract. I don't right. know. I don't even know what does Montana look like. I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, like that sort of thing.
Joe Montana.
Which is actually a town.
Is it?
There was a town in Montana that renamed itself Joe Montana after after somebody.
God bless. It'd be the greatest quarterback who ever lived. Yes.
I wish I knew the name of another quarterback so I could like say it to you as a joke right now.
People would say Tom Brady is better than Joe Montana, but I say to those people, go fuck yourselves.
Sure. That's fine. Tom Brady is an abstract concept to me.
Yeah, yeah. So,
what do we get from this, right?
It's just a pure numbers thing that's screwing us over.
If we stayed
in small enough groups, then our specialization empowers us. But when we get in large enough groups, our specialization means that we break off into those smaller groups.
Right. And those smaller groups are then not as diverse as they would right. naturally be
yeah.
If they occurred organically. Right. Because we're choosing right. our tribe then.
Right.
You don't always get to choose your tribe.
No, in fact, it seems like it's better off if you don't choose your tribe because then you're reliant upon people with different skill sets than you.
Exactly.
If I only want to be with people who are exactly like me, but there's enough of us that makes it okay. Then I can live in these walled gardens and only garden my garden.
Exactly. And you know, I don't know if this relates to anything that's going on
no,
lately.
No, I'm sure it doesn't.
I can't think of anything that it's connected to.
No.
And anybody who tries to tell me that I'm trying to say otherwise, don't at me.
Yeah. This is the most unique situation we've ever talked about.
I don't want any ants adding me.
Oh man, so many at ants.
I don't want any at ants. I don't want any people trying to tell me that I'm talking about politics. I don't talk about anything.
No,
I've never talked about anything in my life. the one thing that is kind of depressing about this is
one thing.
Well, we have these theories now. We've done this research.
Yeah,
we still don't know what to do about it. We're still figuring out why we feel the sense of self and how to best use our sense of self and our sense of cooperation, what the brain and the body are meant to do and how that relates to current society.
Well, it seems to me, and maybe I'm a filthy hippie, but doesn't it seem to you that if we broke down the sense of self a little bit and realized how connected we actually are to other people, that we'd, I don't know, treat everybody a little bit better than we do? Because, hey, if it's not just about me, then maybe I will actually value the welfare of my fellow man.
My neighbor smiled at me once and I got scared and threw a cup of coffee at her and ran away.
Yeah. Well, you have a very heightened sense of self.
I do. I do. And a heightened hatred of neighbors. How do you guys feel about this? Do you think that our sense of self is only there to be in service of being a group animal? Like, yeah. Does that make sense to you? Does that feel correct? We actually would like to know. Do at me.
Yeah.
I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
You can also talk about this story and suggest other stories that for us to cover on the show on our subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. A lot of cools there. Choose your tribe.
So many
Nothing
cools.
Bad can come of it.
No. Yeah. be a part of a group of individuals on our subreddit.